The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. My dear friends in Christ, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And well, through those words, the Lord was inspiring Paul to write to Timothy to give him the proper attitude that every pastor should have toward others. And really, when you get right down to it, the proper attitude that every Christian will want to have with regard to other Christians as well. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save me, the worst of sinners. That's the attitude we'll want to have, Paul said. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, when you hear that verse, maybe you'd ask the question, why did the Lord choose Paul to be a believing child of God and an apostle? Why did our Lord pour out upon Paul so richly his abundant grace? And, well, the answer to those questions really is in that one word, grace, and that is God's totally undeserved love for sinners like you and me. God didn't choose Paul to be one of his apostles because he thought, oh, this guy's got potential. This guy is going to end up being one who will reach and serve more people with the gospel than the other apostles would. No, he didn't look at that because, well, it's only God's grace that made Paul what he was. He chose Paul when Paul deserved only God's wrath and punishment. By grace, Christ chose Paul to be his own. Why did God choose you and me to be his believing children? And, well, the answer is similar, same. It's not like Paul. It's not because God saw potential in us because, well, there was no potential in us apart from God. It's that God gives us that potential. God gives us the ability to be believing children of God. And in other words, it's all God. It's not you or me. God chose us only because of his grace. Only because of his grace, his love for us, which we in no way can earn or deserve. Oh, I've told you the story very recently about this Persian shepherd whose king elevated him to the position of prime minister over Persia. And he was elevated to that position because of his faithfulness and his dedication to the king. And because he was elevated from that lowly position of shepherd, there were plenty of officials in the land who were upset that he had kind of jumped them over and taken a position that maybe some of them thought they should have gotten. And so what happened is that these jealous officials looked for a way to try to trap him, to try to find something that they could use against him. And finally, the thing that they found against him is that for an hour every week he would go to this room that was kept locked, and he would stay in that room, like I said, for an hour. And those jealous officials were absolutely convinced that what he must have had in that room is items that he had stolen from the king. And well, the king allowed them to break into that room, and they found in that room, well, a small bundle, and that small bundle had a dilapidated old pair of shoes and an old robe. And well, when the former shepherd was asked by the king what the story was there, he said, "I wore those things as a shepherd. I look at them regularly, lest I forget what I was and how unworthy I am of all the kindness and honor your majesty has bestowed on me." And like that shepherd, don't we have to confess that on our own, apart from God, well, we're nothing, and we could never make anything of ourselves, that we're only God's believing children because of the grace of God. God came to save. Christ came to save you and me, the worst of sinners. And it's not because of anything that we've done, but by God's grace. By grace, God chose us to be his own. By grace, God chose us to be his own. Thank you, God, for your amazing grace and love. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, our sins have to deeply trouble us because I am, and each of you listening to this devotion is, the worst of sinners. We are troubled by our sins, but oh, how we rejoice to know that Christ came to save me and you, the worst of sinners, and by grace Christ chose you and me to be his own. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.